Injury update, Ron Leary, questionable. Darren Stewart, questionable. Langley, out. Jared Crick is out. Zach Kerr is out. Booker is out. I'm sorry, Zach Kerr is questionable. I'm sorry, guys. Misread my lines there. Questions?
So Jared couldn't quite make it.
Crick. Crick, yeah. No, I mean, he's battled for about 3 weeks with this injury, and he had a great day on, I think it was Wednesday, and he was really sore on Thursday. So after further examinations, he needs surgery. So he's going to be out. He'll be on IR for the year.
What was the nature of the injury? Is it disc related?
It was a disc in his back. Again, I'm a doctor, so I couldn't tell you exact, but it's his back. It's a disc in the back.
Is it for the season?
Well, you get two guys you can return from the IR, so I wouldn't say it's a season right now. But he's out at the moment, obviously.
How quickly can Ataba get up to speed?
How quickly? With our D-line, pretty quick. Pretty quick. You know, we're an under-front football team, so his job won't change whether he's a shade in between a center and guard or between the tackle and the tight end. So hopefully really quickly.
Will he play on Sunday?
I'm not sure. You know, we're still exploring options. He flew in last night, had his physical this morning. Very possible.
What do you see from his tape? What do you like about him?
Well, he's been a 16-game starter for 2 years in Seattle. You know, and they're known for having a hell of a defensive front. You watch the guy's tape, he's a big man. He plays really hard. As far as the running game, he's very stout. You know, he's got some inside pass rush also. So I'm happy to have the guy, you know. A guy who's played so much football at a high level like that with a great defense, you know. So coming here and playing with us, you know, shouldn't be a shock for him because that's what he's played with the last 2 years.
Where's Leary in the protocol that he practiced today?
Well, it was obviously a walkthrough, so he was out there. So that part he's passed. You know, it's a couple more things he has to pass before he can play.
When you say, what about Darian? You say he's questionable.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he'll play? Or is that
your expectation? Darian looks good, you know, and I'm hoping he continues to progress and obviously playing a football game. But right now he's questionable.
This week players have donated a lot of money in organizations towards the Walter and Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
What does it say about the team, not only the players, but the coaches and their families coming over?
It's a huge deal, you know. Mr. B is still a big, you know, big name around here. You know, most of the guys don't know Mr. B, but, you know, John and those guys and Joe Ellis have done a great job of keeping his name alive around here. So, you know, the guys know how important he is to the, you know, to the football team, and they want to help out as much as they can.
What do you think about Vaughn getting his honor with Texas A&M?
It's awesome. You know, Vaughn's obviously a great player for us, but he was a great player for those guys. So to be honored in that way is it's always huge for players. You know, anytime you're named one of the best at something, that's always huge for players.
So he went through the walkthrough and he's going to go through all the team meetings before he heads down there? Or did he already?
You mean Vaughn?
Yeah.
As far as his travel plans?
Yeah.
That's private.
Okay.
Do you normally try to let guys go to things like that?
I'm fine with that, you know. Again, it's a great honor, you know, so it's special to be honored.
Okay.
All right, thank you guys.